providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Time to continue KER politics. You know, it seems to me like we're devoting almost the entire show this weekend to censorship, regulation, etc., etc. But I think we are approaching it from a very different standpoint than some of you guys out there are hearing it. Got a situation right now with a fellow by the name of David Rubin. David Rubin had some conversation with Elon Musk. David Rubin found out that some of the algorithms on Twitter, if I'm not mistaken, were actually pasting things into messages that whoever was sending the messages didn't even know about them. Jimmy, can you explain that better than I did?
Well, let me go into. So Dave Rubin is a very popular podcaster.
Yeah.
He started out kind of as a comedian doing shows in New York, moved to California. He's a very progressive guy. He's gay. He's married to another man. Since about the mid last decade, he kind of woke up to what's happening out there, first saying, hey, I'm a classical liberal, and then eventually joining the Republican Party.
Yeah.
So he's now turned conservative. Well, Dave Rubin went to Twitter, spent 2 weeks out with Elon Musk and Twitter engineers to do some research on what was happening behind the scenes at Twitter and what was going on and all the problems that were associated with Twitter from before, and why it's been so challenging for Elon Musk and for the engineers to sort it out and fix the problems now.
And the reason is because the way that Twitter is set up, the way the software is set up, the way the algorithms are set up, things are going into the messages that were never intended to be in the messages. Is that correct?
Well, not exactly that. It's actually a little bit nuanced, a little bit different. So what's happening is the algorithms are designed to identify words and to be able to silence and shadow ban individuals based on either conservative values, principles, or words.
Yeah.
And it's so deep, and it's become so, it was so embedded into the system, into the software, and how these codes were written, that it's been very hard for the engineers to step out and to correct all of the problems. And so what that means is that people that there were these secret levels of labels that would silence you or shut you down or shadow ban you, and no one would actually see it. But it was because it was encoded that way from the former engineers and the policy. So a very, very eye-opening understanding of what went on in Twitter for censorship and how it was so embedded into the culture to silence opposing voices from the liberal, leftist, progressive side.
That's really kind of scary, don't you think? I mean, you put a message out there and you think what you put out is so and so, but as it turns out, it's not. And that, you know, that would bother me a whole bunch.
Yeah, and so what he's identifying, what Dave Rubin had done, and he sat down with the engineers, and he talked to Elon Musk, and he said, this is really hard to figure out all the software and all the things that were embedded into these problems to try to clean them up in order to allow free speech to go forward and still do it in a safe way.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, you can never have safety and total freedom at the same time. So those are a little bit inconsistent views. But at the same time, he says, Dave Rubin says, hey, look, it was like a dumpster fire. This is what Elon Musk told him, that it was such a problem. And it's so embedded in it that it looks like that Twitter was actually designed to do this, that actually was designed to silence people's voices, which, if you think about it, the capability of big tech and these big social media platforms, when you're writing the programs in order to do that, you're silencing a large percent of the population and you're reducing their ability to get information.
Yeah.
And of course, that leads to control, authoritarianism, and it really does change the outcomes to, say, elections because you're influencing people at the last minute. There's a lot of implications with this type of organized, structural, corporate involvement in silencing free speech.
Well, that's getting to be more and more a common topic of conversation, Jimmy. How do you feel about that?
Well, thankfully, it is becoming a bigger conversation. What in this thread, so Dave Rubin actually put this out via Twitter. And in that, he's talking about, hey, you know, he's saying this is such a problem. They may have to just burn the whole thing down and start again.
Yeah.
Which would be incredibly costly and very difficult. So it's tough to fix. But he also talks about, hey, and oh, by the way, Twitter's got to get out of San Francisco. And he goes through Moscone Center with a videotape and just shows a videotape of all the homeless people, all the drug addicts, all the people right in downtown San Francisco just lining the streets everywhere. He says, this is just horrible. It's crazy to see it. So what you're seeing is a silencing of voices, silencing of opposition. And of course, typically, this type of video probably would have been crushed by Twitter from an old Twitter, and now has to be, you know, we've got to get more information out about this.
Yeah, I think you're right. I understand totally. You know, it would take somebody like Elon Musk, who is no dummy, it would take somebody like him to kind of rattle a few cages, you know, at Twitter and point out a bunch of the things there that are wrong, other than just what I would call overreaching censorship, Jim.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's across the board. What you see from, you know, our first segment talking about the Veritas video, none of the major mainstream media outlets have reported on any of that. Google is actually suppressing information on this Dr. Jordan Tristan Walker, who worked for Pfizer. They're actually taking information off so that you can't find credibility for it. Yeah. And of course, many major leftist progressives will begin to start attacking Project Veritas. Remember, Project Veritas are the people that were, the DOJ raided a journalist and James O'Keefe, the actually director of Project Veritas.
Right.
They raided him because of the Ashley Biden diary, which they never published.
Yeah.
In order to protect the Bidens. And this is, you know, this confluence of coordination between government regulatory agencies, law enforcement, and tech and media is becoming so frightening that most of us really have to understand and have to stand up. And hopefully we're getting the word out there, and with free speech and some of these people like Elon Musk stepping up to do this, we're going to get more word out there, and there'll be pressure on the individuals that are doing this, and maybe someone will pay. But right now it's really, many people are losing faith, and they don't even understand what's happening behind the scenes.
Well, let me say one thing. You know, we're in a very new chapter of a book called The History of Humanity. And I'm not kidding around. I mean that we are in an area right now that a lot of people, certainly including me, are not particularly conversant with. I never, ever thought that I would have to be, you know, for lack of better terms, fluent in topics like this. But the power of the internet and the power of IT is just absolutely staggering.
It is. It influences so many people. There's so much ability to control. And just think about how much power Joseph Stalin would have had, or how much power Xi does in China right now to silence individuals, to track them, to take away their resources, to take away their jobs. And we saw it through this COVID issue, what the government was willing to do. And you just got to look across the northern border to Canada and see what Justin Trudeau did to stop the riots in, actually they weren't even riots. They were just the horn honking protests.
Yeah.
Very, very dangerous influence and capabilities to shape the minds of people out there. It's a lot of scary stuff.
There's a lot of scary stuff going on. What I find to be absolutely terrifying is something that I alluded to, you know, in my last tirade, and that is there are a very small group of very intelligent people who understand this at this particular point in time, and I wish I was one of them, but I don't think I am.
Time.
Turn around, going to be right back.